High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Chester Clippers and the Academy Park Knights. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Boy, it is rocking already here. Here at Sharon Hill, Dave Berman and the gang, Delaware County, right off of Chester Pike after a wild and crazy Academy Park junior varsity win. That was an unbelievable game, guys. It's Academy Park and Chester Varsity coming up shortly here on DelcoHoops.com. Can you explain, Pete Fulginetti, I know you love watching Chester. Some of these JV games are like varsity games.
Yeah, that first game, Dave, was the intensity and the play. I mean, these kids are the JV. When they move up to varsity, they're all good players. They were just a very well-played game. A little out of control by the coaches here, but we got through it, and the Knights came through with a tough win over the over the Clippers.
Yeah, that is in the junior varsity game, and that's the first loss of the year for the Chester High,
right.
JV.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at Academy Park High School. Chester and Academy Park, the Clippers, come in with a record of 11-4 overall. And in the Del Valle, they are 4-0. They've won seven games in a row after going four wins and four losses in December. Keith Taylor, head coach in his second year. Chester is coming off a very good trip at a fundraising tournament in Western Pennsylvania as they beat a really tough Philadelphia Catholic League school, Bishop McDevitt, 60-52, and then beat really a team in their backyard, Penn Hills. And they had a couple football players. They won the state championship in 5A football this year. Penn Hills and Chester, they were actually Chester up in that game by as many as 23 points in the fourth quarter and ended up winning 84-77 on Sunday. Because Chester 2-0 out in Pittsburgh and, you know, getting ready for Academy Park, and it's going to be a war.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing, Dave. Chester, just like last year, they came out, if you remember, they were 1-5. We did the holiday tournament, and they went on a roll after that. Chester starts the season a little slow, but, boy, when they get going, look out.
At Academy Park, they come into the game 10-4 overall, 2-2. This is a Del Valle game. And the Knights are 2-2 in the Del Valle League. Frank Wolfe, we graduated from the same college, York College of Pennsylvania. Frank's in his third year. He's much younger than me. I graduated 1980, and Frank told me he graduated 2007. He's done a great job maintaining the program and working with these kids from Sharon Hill, Darby Township. And, you know, when you have Chester and Academy Park, these kids, they get a little fired up. Now, Mike, we did a game on the air a couple of years ago here. It was Penwood against Academy Park, and we had 10 technical fouls. I don't think we're going to see that tonight.
Well, it's starting off at a difficult situation. The JV game did not end pleasantly, and now everybody's kind of fired up, so we'll see where this goes. There is a security presence here. I mean, there's a lot of police officers. These teams don't like each other. These schools don't like each other. So, but we expected to be able to stay in control and do what has to be done. I mean, it's just a basketball game, guys. Let's just relax and play.
That Chester has dominated this series with Academy Park, which started in 82-83. 57 wins for Chester, just three losses. Academy Park, though, has beaten Chester in both games that they won in Sharon Hill twice. over the last four seasons. Now we have Andrew with Keith Taylor, head coach of the Chester High Clippers.
Coach, you were out in the tournament out just outside of Pittsburgh this weekend. What do you think? You guys were able to go 2-0. What were you able to do that this past weekend that led to your success?
I think we started to play team basketball. We started to move the ball around. We played better man-to-man defense than we had in the past. I think that was the difference out there in that tournament.
And you guys are coming back off that tournament and the six-hour travel for over the past, like, 4 days or so. Do you think that's going to have any effect on tonight?
I hope not. We just got back yesterday. Still had to come back, get ready for school today, and we're going to have to come out, get ready to play. That's why I told them to come out here, make sure they break a sweat, get their legs underneath them, and be ready to play. Hope we don't have a letdown like we just had during our JV game.
Let me ask you, Coach, did you take a school bus to Pittsburgh? Or did you take
Not a school bus. We definitely on coach. You couldn't take a school bus up
well,
there.
Well, these guys couldn't play a game. They played a school bus for 12 hours. There's no way.
Nah, definitely. They were comfortable on the coach.
Good.
This is going to be a tough game against a tough opponent that you've had a little you've had a good success over the years against, but over the past four seasons they've beaten you guys twice. How do you want to come out tonight to establish your style of ball?
Well, under my reign they haven't beaten us yet, so I don't expect that to change tonight. I expect it to be a tough game, though.
Okay.
They like rivals. Pinewood, Chichester, Caddy Park, they are our rivals. So I tell our teams every day that every game that we play is their team's state championship.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you, Keith Taylor. Good to see the Langley boys in the house. Hey, you got to love Coach Taylor, boy. He's got the game face on.
How about Andrew's question?
That was great.
Yeah, not on my watch we haven't lost.
That was awesome. And again, Chester has leads this series. Unbelievable. 57 wins for Chester, just three for Academy Park. And that started in 82-83. Of course, Academy Park, the merger of Darby Township and Sharon Hill that summer of 82. That was also, I think, Strathaven merged. They merged the next year, Swarthmore and Nether Providence at summer of 83. Again, 83-84 became Strathaven. And Chester, you just talk unbelievable. The domination. Three of the top teams historically in the Del Valle League with state championship pedigree. Glen Mills, Pinewood, and Academy Park. Chester, 60 wins and 22 losses against Glen Mills. Pinewood, 63-12. That's unbelievable. And Academy Park, 57-3. Chester against those three schools combined over the last 36 years, 180 wins and 37 losses. But you know what? Lower Marion's got has their number the last couple years, and so does Pencrest. So there's different styles when you come to the Central League and you come to the Del Valle.
Well, when you got good teams in basketball, you know, it can hang on a bucket or a three-point shot. Or, I mean, we saw it in the last game we broadcast where Pencrest was going, you know, foot for foot for Lower Marion in that last quarter and then in overtime, although they were getting absolutely blitzed in the first half and actually the third quarter. So, you know, it's what makes the game so much fun, unless it gets ridiculously out of alignment. There's always a way to come back and do something, particularly in high school basketball.
And that was an awesome comment by Keith. Not only they haven't beaten us under my regime, which is his second year, third meeting, but he also said that it's like when you play Chester, it's for every team, it is like your state championship game.
Absolutely. You know, you talk to these kids 20 years, 15 years after they're out of high school and, you know, they're on with their lives, and you ask them about their senior year, how'd you do? Well, you know, we were only, you know, whatever our record was, but we beat Chester that year, or we went in overtime with them, they beat us, but we almost beat them.
You announced a game, I think Interboro's only win against Chester in the last 70 years, maybe ever. You announced it on DelcoHoops.com. It was Chester at Interboro. I was not here.
I remember.
It was you and Brian Carroll,
right.
And that was a shocker, and you guys are still stunned. Well, we're stunned for a while.
Yep. But we've seen some good basketball games. We've seen some Strathaven teams win on the buzzer like you saw on the NCAA Final Four. And then I played that back on DelcoHoops.com, the tape we have of that game. And those last seconds, it was really cool. Anyway, probably should go to a commercial break.
Yes, it's boys high school basketball, Del Valle battle, the Chester Clippers and Academy Park here in Sharon Hill. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Dave Berman and the gang with Sharon Hill right off of Chester Pike, Darby Township. It is the home team tonight, Academy Park, 10-4 overall, 2-2 in the Del Valle League, hosting the legendary Chester High Clippers, 11-4, 7-0 in the month of January, and 4-0 in the Del Valle. Frank Wolf, year number three, head coach for the Knights, and the head coach for Chester is Keith Taylor in year number two. Academy Park would be even better, guys. They would be even better. They lost a 6'6 kid. He went to a charter school. Their 6'6 kid, a tremendous, tremendous player, and he was going to be, he's a junior this year, but he decided he wanted to go to Imhotep, a national powerhouse, and still a member of the PIAA. It happens. It happens.
It does happen. The question is, does it happen inappropriately? And I am not casting any aspersions on Imhotep or any private school. It's just the question becomes whether it's happening legitimately or not. Are they creating a competition that is not in a competitive situation? And, you know, the numbers are going to tell. The PIA knows they have a problem. The question is, what do they do about it? They feel they're kind of tied up because of what they interpret state law to be, that everybody's got to participate in the same tournament. Others are saying, you know, that's not really a rule and we should create a special environment for private schools. You know, but whatever they decide, the reality is that a lot of good talent is coming out of public schools and going to private schools, but that's going to happen. I mean, I don't want to deprive somebody what they perceive to be a better education at a better academic school, and the guy happens to be 6'5 and shoots your eyes out at 40 feet. So,
right.
You know, that's not his fault. I mean, that's okay. But it's not always the case. And you know, when teams come out of nowhere and then dominate for year after year after year, that becomes very suspicious to me.
The young man is Cameron Roundtree. He's doing a nice job for Imhotep off the bench. He'd be starting here, but Imhotep is like ranked like number 10 in the country, well, and they're 4A. Yeah.
Which would tend to indicate that he didn't go to play basketball specifically, because otherwise he would have stayed here where he could start. So,
yeah, but he's, again, only a junior, and he's getting more and more time. But anyway, Academy Park also missing one of their top sophomores. One of the top sophomores that I've seen. I announced two of their games on public address against Episcopal and Central Dolphin East out of Harrisburg, and they were battles, man. His name is Tariq Marrero, and Tariq is out due to an injury.
Okay.
And as for Chester, they're playing some great team ball, and they're going to have to do it here tonight.
If they're not exhausted.
If they're not tired. Yeah, but they play a lot of kids. Yep. Keith's got it going here. And, again, we'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip, national anthem probably. Let's take a break. It's the pregame show. We're at Sharon Hill. It's boys basketball, Chester Academy Park on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Let's get into the starting lineups right now. Academy Park and Chester, first of all, for the visiting Clippers. Number one, he's a senior, 5'11", Michael Smith, scored 29 points in that win against Penn Hills out in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Chester won that game 84-77. Number five, a 6'3 senior, Mahdi D. Jarnett. Number 15, a 6'5 junior, Zamir Carroll. Number 30, 6'4 sophomore, Carell Watkins, who's had a tremendous year. A lot of double-doubles. And also we have senior, 6'2", number 21, Javon Graham. There you go. For Chester Smith, DeJarnett, Carroll, Watkins, and Graham. As for Academy Park, number two, he's a 6'1 junior, Jalen Cassidy. Number four, let's check that. Number 10 is a 5'9 sophomore, Derek Northern. Number 11, a 6-foot junior, Bangladesh Jabate. Number 20 is a 6'3 senior, Tyree Estes. And number 23 is Abraham Jabate, 6'1 senior. And the Jabates, their last name is spelled, looks like here, J-A-B-A-B-E-T-H. It's Jabate. And both those kids, not very tall, but they can jump out of the building, Pete. I know you noticed that Academy Park doesn't have much size.
Yeah, I was noticing on the roster, Dave, their tallest player that's dressed tonight is 6'1", and Chester has five guys taller than that, so it'll be interesting to see how the boards work.
So there's your starting lineups. It's Chester and Academy Park. And let's take a break here, Mike.
Okay, we'll come back in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, for the opening tip, Chester and Academy Park, it's never sounded so good. You're listening to boys basketball exclusively on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
On the road tonight, the Chester Clippers against Academy Park. Chester in their orange uniforms, white and black trim, and Academy Park white uniforms with the blue trim. And get a smaller squad. Not that Chester's overly big, but they have 6'4 Carell Watkins, the Clippers do, and 6'5, seeing a lot more playing time, Zamir Carroll. He's a junior. Watkins is a sophomore. However, Academy Park, I was talking about, they can really get up.
And the record shows that they're competing with the big boys. So,
yes.
You know, they're obviously doing well.
A loss that kind of shocking is Glenn Mills, but they're getting better. And Glenn Mills beat Academy Park. And so did, it was at Penwood. So the opening tip, number 23, Abraham Jabate. Nice kids. Hard-nosed, obviously. Going up against Carell Watkins. We got both Jabate boys out there. Bangladesh, number 11, and Abraham, number 23. And we are underway right now. Tip control by the Clippers. Michael Man-Man Smith across the timeline very slowly. Academy Park, like Chester, they want to play that man-to-man, in-your-face defense. Near side to Graham, then underneath driving to the basket, DeJarnett misses the shot, and the rebound is taken by Bangladesh Jabate. Jabate, top of the key, Cassidy, right wing Northern. Chester is in a zone, guys. Now, it's Academy Park. They've done a lot of scouting. They don't shoot the ball particularly well. We'll see how they do tonight. Underneath, Bangladesh misses the shot. Follow, no. Blocked again by Chester. Offensive rebound up, no good. And I tell you, they can jump, though, Pete. You see it right there.
Yes, Academy Park.
Rebound finally by Chester. Watkins across the timeline. DeJarnett left of the key to Graham, left of the left wing now out high, straight away. Michael Man-Man Smith loses the ball. Last touch by Chester, out of bounds. Yeah, you talk about a long bus trip back from Pittsburgh. That was late Sunday night, or
I think it was yesterday.
They say three nights in a hotel out.
Yep.
Very nice tournament put on. Stand Against Violence tournament. Chester was in out in suburban Pittsburgh at Woodland Hills High School.
Long way to go for a couple of basketball games.
So just underway, actually a minute, 10 seconds into the game. Driving to the basket, layup is no good. Got to make that shot, Estes, because Chester is heavily favored in this game. Top of the key, Graham. Michael Smith has it near side. Nothing game. Chester with the ball here at Academy Park in Sharon Hill. Right block to Watkins. Watkins turns, fades, scores.
Nice shot
by Watkins. Chester with the trap. And Academy Park gets it across the timeline. Northern stops, pops way off the mark. And the rebound is taken by Watkins to Michael Smith. Man-Man flying back all the way to the basket. Blocked out of bounds, but a foul. Two shots for Man-Man, who will go to the line shooting two. And I didn't mention this. The games are archived on TV out in Pittsburgh. And that's all. Michael, he was flying all weekend long. 29 points against Penn Hills. Very athletic team. Free throw. The first is good. You said Chester in the JV game got off to a 9-0 start.
Yep.
And then Academy Park came back to win it.
Who was that foul on, Dave?
You know? 11.
Okay.
Man-Man makes both. Personal Academy Park's Bangla J. Jabate. Trap is on. Cassidy across the timeline. Getting it down low. Estes. Now getting out far side to Northern. Estes, 17-footer from the left side. No good. Rebound is taken by DeJarnett. The Michael Man-Man Smith misses the shot. And a strong rebound is taken by Bangladesh Jabate. Comes all the way back. Throws it out now. Academy Park can make some shots. They could stay in the game. And they drain that one. A three ball by Derek Northern, a 5'9 sophomore.
He was left all alone and just zeroed in and took it.
4-3, Chester. Smith near side. Top of the key, DeJarnett. Right of the key, Graham. Watkins far wing. Smith right of the key. Smith, boy, he just wants to look to penetrate. Knocked away from behind by Cassidy. Smith picks it up in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline. Gets it and throws it away. Big crowd here, and they are wired up. There's a ball on the floor, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Chester. 4:58 to go. First quarter, 4-3, the Clippers.
Yeah, not the scoring we expected, but the teams have been cold so far. Of course, defense has been exceptional.
Right, and two kids that normally start for Academy Park are not. Nassim Harley, a senior, and Shermeek Lofton, another senior. So, wow, a little shorthanded unless they come in off the bench. This young group out here playing tough. Northern, far side, left of the key, Cassidy. Down low, underneath the basket, Estes, and he is out of bounds on the end line. Turnover, Academy Park back to Chester with 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Michael Smith, DeJarnett, Watkins, Graham, and Carroll for Chester. Graham's a big, strong kid, a senior, Man-Man between the circles. And another steal by Academy Park. Driving to the basket, laying it up and in. Number 10, Derek Northern. 5-4 Academy Park.
Northern stole that and marched it down the court. That's and made the shot.
Twice he's stolen passes from Michael Smith. Down low, driving to the basket. Carroll lays it up and in. Zamir Carroll, good move. 6-5 Chester. Trap is on. This is Jabate. Now you got to get. Now he's in trouble. He gets it. Jabate wisely flies up the court, gets the pass near side. Now Northern, right of the key. Chester still in that zone. This is Jabate driving to the basket. Ball stolen away by Chester. It's Abraham Jabate. Back comes Graham. He spins. Good defense, and he misses the shot. Offensive rebound up and no good. Carroll follows. And it's going to be a tie-up. He misses an easy layup. Tie-up possession arrow with Academy Park. Good job by Zamir Carroll of Chester, really battling hard. Boy, Academy Park, I saw that in their two games that I announced as PA against Episcopal Academy and Central Dolphin East. They were undersized, but they were banging. They were jumping out of the gym, getting those rebounds. They better get it across the timeline. They still have it in the backcourt. Jabate does. Far wing Cassidy. Down low, off the glass, no. Rebound to the Clippers.
That was a pretty play. Just didn't come off.
Jabate. Now man-man, reach in and a foul. Now Harley, looks like Harley's ready to come into the game. He is a heck of a ball player. So foul on the floor against Academy Park. Second team foul on them. None on Chester yet. 3:16 to go first quarter. 6-5 Clippers. So Harley will be coming in shortly. A little bit of talk out there. That's all right. Chester to inbound. DeJarnett on the baseline. Gets it way out high to Graham. Javon Graham, 6'2 senior. To point guard extraordinaire Michael Smith. 3:08 to go. Quarter number one. Chester up by 1 point. Down low for Watkins. Watkins spins underneath. Ball knocked away and taken away by the Knights. And they fly back across the timeline all the way right side. Cassidy. That's almost a steal. I tell you, that sophomore is quick. Northern. Now to the basket. Lay it up and in. Bangladesh Jabate. 7-6 Academy Park. DeJarnett. Left of the key, Watkins. Watkins out high straight away to Graham. To Michael Smith. Smith top of the key for three. Got it.
Boy, that was a pretty shot. Perfect arc.
Playoff atmosphere here tonight, man.
We're getting close. We're only a few weeks away.
Yep. Chester 6A. Academy Park is 5A. Bangladesh across the timeline. Long three is short, but a foul on
three.
Who? Really? Somebody? I didn't see that.
Number one.
Foul on Michael Smith, and that's three shots. Three shots for number two, 6'1 junior, Jalen Cassidy. Ready to check into the game is Nassim Harley. He is a grizzled senior veteran. Don't know why he started. But he's going to be coming in now, and he is a major weapon for Academy Park. Free throw up and good by Cassidy. Very young team out there for Academy Park.
And holding their own.
Yes, they are. Free throw good again by Cassidy. Into the game for Chester, Akeem Taylor, number four, and number two, Rami Gilbert. Two underclassmen. 9-9. And another free throw by Cassidy. He's a junior. Derek Northern's a sophomore. Bangladesh Jabate is a junior. Abraham Jabate is a senior. And he rattles at home.
There's a 3-point.
The hat trick in a good way for Jalen Cassidy of Academy Park. They lead 10-9. Smith back between the circles. Rami Gilbert. 1:52 to go in the first quarter. I mean, it is some tight defense. Driving his man-man. Pass underneath. Shot is blocked. Follow. DeJarnett misses the shot. And the rebound is taken by number 23, Abraham Jabate. Academy Park comes back. Harley has unlimited range, but he's way off on that shot. Rebound Watkins. Bangladesh Jabate ready to check back in. Gilbert, far side man-man Smith. Penetrates into the lane, draws the foul, and makes the shot. Good body control there by Man-Man. Chester up 11-10. And that foul is on... I know Academy Park has three. Number one.
Ten. Number 10.
Derek Northern.
That's his second.
His second?
Yeah.
There you go. Now I got the three fouls. Smith, back of the rim, no good. 11-10, Chester by one. 1:19 to go, first quarter. What a boys' basketball game already. Here's Harley. Got to play tough on him. This is Bangladeh Jabate with the ball way out high. Now looks to drive to the basket. Pass underneath to his brother Ibrahim. Out between the circles, Cassidy. Now a foul line jumper. Cassidy bangs it home. Alley-oop. Watkins over his head, out of bounds. Last touch by Academy Park. Looking for the alley-oop. 52 seconds ago in the first quarter. Academy Park 12, Chester 11. DeJarnett to inbound under his offensive basket. Rami Gilbert has a wide open 15-footer air ball, but the offensive rebound, nobody boxing out. Right. And the rebound by DeJarnett for two.
Looked like Henry Park just stopped playing basketball right there.
Harley to Cassidy. Harley top of the key. Harley to the near side. It's man-man looked up, got burnt. Missing the layup is Harley. A break for Chester. DeJarnett all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Three biggest lead of the night. They had a 4-0 lead. Harley again for three. Back of the rim, no good. Watkins the rebound. Fires it, saves it from going out of bounds to Taylor. To man-man. Now going to the basket is Gilbert, fouled by number 11. That is Bangladeh Jabate. That's his second. Number two they're going to call on?
Yep, white number two.
So it's on Cassidy.
That's his first.
First team's fourth. Only one team foul. Chester, 10 seconds to go. 10.8 to go. First quarter, Chester by three. At the line, Rami Gilbert, the junior. Shoots it with the right hand. Chester moving right to left, and he misses that one. He'll get another. Rami Gilbert. Jim actually gets quiet. Makes that one, does Rami. First point of the night.
Back
comes Academy Park. It's Harley. Harley gets by two defenders. Stops. Fires. No good. He's had a rough start. Chester with a rebound from half court. Gilbert shot is no good. Short. We go to the second quarter. It's Chester 16. Academy Park 12. Adele Val Batten. Here in Sharon Hill. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
As you would expect, high-intensity boys high school basketball, Del Val Battle, Academy Park, and Chester Clippers 16, Academy Park 12 after one quarter.
Yeah, Dave, we have some rebounding here. The Clippers have 9 rebounds, 3 of them on the offensive glass, 7 for Academy Park, 2 on the offensive glass. And Man Smith has 3 turnovers. Something you might want to keep in mind. Maybe he's a little tired from that 29-point performance out in Pittsburgh. But he has 3 turnovers. 4 turnovers for Chester and 2 turnovers for Academy Park.
And this ball down here, you know, the Del Val is one of the best leagues in the entire state of Pennsylvania. Look at all the state champions between all these squads. So Chester has the ball to begin quarter number 2. 4-point lead, Clippers. DeJarnett, top of the key. Gilbert, left of the key. Are they playing? They're playing zone defense now, Academy Park. And Chester being very patient. Man-man. Near side, DeJarnett. Far side. They're out high. Right and left of the key. Gilbert, left wing. Gilbert into the lane. Gilbert, good pass underneath. And missing the dunk was Akeem Taylor. And it looked pretty,
yep.
But again, does not go in the basket.
Yeah, well,
all you got to do sometimes is lay the ball in over the backboard out of bounds.
The dunk, you know, does tend to push you out of control, and if you don't have the perfect line on that, you end up bringing the ball down right on the rim, which is exactly what happened.
But Akeem can touch the top of the backboard, I know that much. So ball back to Academy Park. Harley looking to get some. Almost lost the ball. Chester's all over him. It's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow will stay with Academy Park. Checking into the game is number, is there a number 12? I saw him on JV, and he's not on the roster, is he? Well, they're a little shorthanded at Academy Park, so they brought in this kid from JV. We'll get, and back door to him, ooh, that looked like a walk from here. Picks it back up. They don't call anything. Now they're getting out to Cassidy. Looks to penetrate. Floater back to the rim. No good. And the young man driving, jumping for that rebound. It's a tie-up. Possession arrow is with the Clippers. And we'll try to get who number 12 is.
Barry Brown. Barry Brown.
Great job, Mike.
That Barry Brown in the JV game, Dave, had a slam dunk. So the boy can jump.
And we'll get more to underneath. Good give and go, Gilbert, to Carell Watkins for two. He has four. Does the 6 foot four and growing sophomore for Chester. Chester by six. Harley, top of the key. Harley dribbling to the right side. Harley into the lane. Floater, good move. Lays it up and in. Nassim Harley.
He just muscled his way in and through.
He should be playing some college ball also. Three ball, no good, Watkins. And there's Brown, the rebound. The boy up from JV. I don't know if he's played varsity yet, but he's got some hops.
He does.
Academy Park with the ball. Down by four. Down low, Bangladesh. Now they get it out high to Harley. Harley cross court, Cassidy. And then right wing corner to Bangladesh, Jabate. Out to Cassidy, right of the key. Pick set. Pull-up jumper, banks it home again.
I thought that was going to be long.
Jalen Cassidy, that's the second time he's, check that, yeah, second time he's banged in a jumper off the glass. Gilbert has it back. Two-point lead for Chester, and the ball, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Foul line, Taylor, down low, Watkins, lay it up and in. 6 points for Carell. Chester by four, 20-16, 5:19 to go. Second quarter, Harley drives, fouled, going to the basket. They say he was on the floor, so it's going to be a non-shooting foul. Let's see who the personal's on. 30, Watkins, his first. Back into the game, number 23 for Academy Park, Ibrahim Jabate. So the Jabate boys, jumping jacks.
Coach Wolf making his plea that he was shooting it didn't sway the ref.
Cassidy, three ball, got it again. Jalen Cassidy, 10 points in the game for him, the junior. And Chester's lead is 1 point. Gilbert, left wing corner, out to Michael Smith, right side DeJarnett. Long jumper is good for three. Mahdi DeJarnett with seven. What a ball game. Chester.
Dueling threes.
Here in Sharon Hill, right off of Chester Pike. Harley into the lane, out to Cassidy, thought about the three, held up. Cassidy, far side. Jabate to his brother, short shot is no good. Good box out by Akeem Taylor, and then loses the ball out of bounds. And I don't know what happened there. It's a turnover back to Academy Park as Tyree Estes, a 6'3 senior, into the game for Academy Park. Tyree actually started. Chester by four. 4:36 to go in the second quarter. Right of the key, now right wing, Estes, pull-up jumper, back of the rim, no good, over the back, nothing is called, out of bounds, off of Chester. That's you got to make that call, that's over the back. On Academy Park, they don't call it, though, and it's going to be with Cassidy to inbound the ball far side. Left wing corner for the Knights. Getting it out high to, that's a Derek Northern. Looks to drive to the basket, flip underneath, lay it up and in, number 23 again.
Very pretty.
Jabate, that's Ibrahim Jabate for two. Michael Man Smith, Academy Park 10-4 overall, 2-2 in the Del Valle. Chester winners of seven in a row. Gilbert looks to go all the way to the basket, shot no but a foul. Two free throws for Rami Gilbert.
Fouls on Estes.
Estes, that's first team's fifth. Exactly 4 minutes ago in the second quarter. 23-21 is the score. Chester by two. Gilbert, 5'10 junior, misses the first. Second time he's missed a foul shot.
In and out.
Chester was 4-4 in the month of December and then 7-0 this month. 11-4 overall, undefeated Del Valle. Misses both, does Rami. And the rebound is taken by Estes. Here comes Academy Park back. Harley, left wing. Good job by DeJarnett guarding him. Marcus now foul line to Bangladesh, to Northern. Northern to Jabate. Drives to the basket, layup. No, but a foul. Number 23, Abraham Jabate, 6'1 senior, shooting two.
What was that foul on Taylor?
On Taylor.
Yep.
Keem's had a kind of a rough start here.
See, his first foul?
First foul. Team's third. Free throw, no good. Number 21 back in for Chester, 6'2 senior, Javon Graham.
Shooting from the line's gone cold for both teams now.
Ibrahim again around the rim and in for Jabate. Every point counts. Now Chester breaks the trap. They have a man ahead of the pack. He didn't have his head up, though, and then Taylor drives, and Akeem scores. First two of the night for Akeem, who came off the bench tonight, 6'4 junior. Chester by three, 25-22. This is Northern out high. Good defense by Man-Man. Harley top of the key. Harley pass underneath the basket, getting it out. And Jabate getting it to Cassidy. Another jumper is short. And the rebound, good hustle by number 20, Estes. Another three ball is short, out of bounds. And the ball will go with Chester. At the fans on the far side from Academy
like
Park thought it went in.
Yeah, it hit the net, but yeah. Below the rim.
Yeah, three-point lead Clippers. Smith back. Chester flying to the basket. Up, good, and a foul for number two, Rami Gilbert, who has now 3 points. He'll go to the line. He's missed three of four, though. And Rami, you got to make these foul shots if you're a Chester fan. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Chester up 27-22. Gilbert trying to complete the three-point play, and he's got it that time, does Rami. And a timeout called by full timeout. Yeah, full timeout called by Academy Park. Let's take a 60-second break. It's boys high school basketball, 28-22. Chester over Academy Park. Never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Exactly 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Chester 28, Academy Park 22, boys hoops. Pete, you have a comment?
Yeah, just
here?
A comment. In the last 2 minutes, Chester has seemed to really started to take the ball to the basket, and I think their size is affecting the game a little bit. But Academy Park's played a great game. They only have two turnovers, and they're hanging right with the Clippers.
And also, Academy Park usually starts Shermeek Lofton. He's injured tonight. So the younger guys coming through so far for the Knights. Still down by six to this grizzled Chester team, who's red hot. Top of the key is Harley. Harley almost gets the ball taken away by Taylor. Harley dribbling, and he gets almost a five-second call. Chester doesn't get it. Northern top of the key. Northern left of the key. Northern looks to spin against Man-Man, and he trips, and they call a foul on Smith.
Ooh, well, how many Smith's got?
That's number two on him.
Okay.
Only four fouls on Chester, though. 2:34 to go. I didn't see Man-Man touch him, but nonetheless.
I didn't see it either.
It's Academy Park ball. 16 fouls on the Knights, the home team. Four on Chester, the visiting team, here in the first half. Into the backcourt to Northern. Northern guarded by Gilbert. Northern far wing. Pick set. Left of the key. Top of the key, Estes. Flips it off to Cassidy. Cassidy to Harley. Three ball from the right wing corner is too strong. Battle for that rebound and taken by Graham for Chester High to Taylor up front. Down low for DeJarnett, who lays it up and in. DeJarnett, 5 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Chester's biggest lead, 8. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Back comes Northern. Northern between the leg dribble. Driving left side, left of the key, Estes. Estes, you blink, you're going to miss something in this game. Chester Academy Park. Now between the circles, straight away. Now right of the key, they flip it to Nassim Harley, 6 foot senior. Harley looks to drive to the basket, lay it up and in. Gets by his man and scores. Nassim has 4 points off the bench tonight. And it's a 6-point lead for Chester. This is Graham. Ball deflected away, but right to Watkins. Watkins, somebody should be open for Chester at the turnover. And ahead of the pack comes Jabate. Looks to drive off the glass, too strong. Ooh. And knocked out of bounds by his own player. He ran into his own player. I tell you, both the Jabate boys, 11 and 23, are unbelievable athletes.
Oh, yeah, they're
great athletes.
I don't know if they do track or not, the Jabate boys, but they can definitely jump and run. A little bit raw in basketball yet, but they're getting better. Down low, it's not a good pass by Gilbert, stolen away by Academy Park. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. 6-point lead, Chester. Harley almost taken away, a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on Taylor Akeem's first team foul, number 5 on Chester. Chester still has a foul to give with 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. DelcoHoops.com. Exclusive coverage tonight in Sharon Hill. It's Chester and Academy Park. Far side is Harley to inbound. Again, the Knights playing without Shermeek Lofton, injured. And also injured, a tremendous sophomore. And that is, once again, Tariq Marrero. Ball inbounded to the Knights. This is Northern. Good defense by Gilbert. Northern all the way to the basket. Blocked by DeJarnett for Chester. Taylor comes back to Watkins. Flies to the basket. And he is fouled hard. Good hard foul.
Yep.
All in a foul.
Everybody's two flying.
Shots. And good sportsmanship. Yeah,
absolutely.
By Harley was trying to block the shot, and he fell on Carell. So two shots coming. 17 fouls on Academy Park. 42 seconds ago. Watkins free throw up and good.
Three.
Zamir Carroll into the game for the Clippers. Watkins. Free throw is good. He has 5 in the quarter. He makes both. Chester up by 8 again. 32-24. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Back left to right, Derek Northern. Right side, Harley for 3.
Oh,
back of the rim, Gilbert the rebound. Gilbert's going to push that ball all the way to the basket with a left hand. No. Follow DeJarnett. And a great play. Defense knocked away by Harley, but out of bounds on the end line, back to Chester. This is Bangladeh Jabate back into the game, replacing Northern for Academy Park. Chester with the ball, 25 seconds to go in the second quarter, 8-point lead Clippers. Now it looks like they'll go into their half-court set. And the guards out there, Gilbert, go for the last shot, 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. Gilbert, better give the ball up. Right wing corner driving is Graham to the basket. Lay it up. No good. Follow Watkins. He's got it. Carell Watkins, a big quarter. 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And a travel. Chester's going to get the ball with 0.3 seconds to go. I think they have time to get a shot without the alley-oop. You got to throw it right away. So 10-point lead, Chester. 0.3 seconds to go. Second quarter. And it's going to be... And just shoot it, Graham, from just inside the midcourt stripe, and it's no good. We go to halftime, and one of those games you got to catch your breath. It's Chester 34, Academy Park 24. It's boys high school basketball from Sharon Hill on DelcoHoops.com.
And if I can get to the commercial fast enough,
it's never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com. And we got a lot of people listening, I'm sure, especially we're all archived, too.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is
looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Hey, good old-fashioned broadcasting here. We have a fan, Tom Morse, heard about us, and he came down and said hi. That was
that
a gentleman,
was nice.
Collingdale grad. So Academy Park, it was Collingdale, Darby Township, and
Sharon Hill,
and became Academy Park. Boys basketball, Clippers of Chester 34, Academy Park 24 at halftime. 10-point bulge. Chester is led in scoring by Carell Watkins with 10, 7 points for Michael Smith, the point guard, who has 2 fouls, by the way, 4 for Rami Gilbert, 2 for Akeem Taylor, and 9, I have 9 points for Mahdi DeJarnett, Zamir Carroll, 2. As for Academy Park, 10 for Jalen Cassidy, 4 for Nassim Harley off the bench, 5 for Derek Northern, 2 for Bangladeh Jabate, and brother Abraham Jabate with 3.
Yeah, Dave, some stats here at halftime. Very well played game. 3 turnovers for Academy Park and 5 turnovers for Chester, 3 of them by my man Smith. Rebounds, 14 for the Clippers, 4 of them off the offensive glass. 11 for Academy Park, 3 off the offensive glass. My overall idea or opinion of the first half, it's a very well played game. I think in the last 3 minutes, the height of Chester made a difference between a 2-point game and a 10-point game.
All right, and Andrew, what do you got for the top couple of scorers and what the 3 points look like?
3 pointers for Academy Park. They're 2 of 10 from beyond. Jalen Cassidy and Derek Northern have the 3s for Academy Park. Nassim Harley's 0 for 6 from 3.
Mm. And he's got to start making shots in the second half.
Yeah, right.
Bottom line.
For Chester, you've got 4 different guys who've taken a shot from beyond. They're 2 of 5. DeJarnett and Michael Smith both have a 3. They're both 1 for 1. Rami Gilbert is 0 for 2 from beyond.
And shooting percentages?
Shooting percentages for the Knights, they're shooting 31% from the field. For the Clippers, they're shooting 50%.
Well, that's the 10 points.
There's your 10 points.
Yep. And by the way, guys, yeah, right. Consolidated with Academy Park also included Falcroft.
They had a high school too, Mike?
Apparently. That's what the young ladies next to
there you go. Me. Well, that's the area out here.
That's why they combined them.
Right.
You know, who needs all the principals?
But Lansdale Yaden is much closer to here. That's why I went Penwood. Apparently, we did the game 2 years ago. It was really crazy.
It's really tight.
But with a little bit more, you know, with Chester, I can't describe it. Chester is Chester, a classy program, and they, you know, and then I saw a little bit before the game. You got it, the trash talk. That's where it starts. I saw a little bit. But a lot of these guys know each other, too.
Of course, and they play against each other all summer. So, you know, they're doing various things. And you know, look, the coaches have to control it. These are young men. Their egos are out there, and the coaches have to be the ones who are calming influence. Unfortunately, in the JV game, it was the coach who was really upset at some of the officiating, and at the end, it just had too much and said something he shouldn't have.
But, I think, Mike, this game has been more under control than the JV game that we were watching.
Well, yeah, but you know what? JV coaches, too, don't necessarily have the experience and background to handle these kids that the varsity coaches have. You know, they don't have the years necessarily, don't have the experience, and it's you know. But, of course, the one thing a coach has to understand is he is setting an example. He can't go off. You know, it's a basketball game. Chill out and play. And if you're telling your kids that and you're mouthing off to a ref, it's like, well, what's the lesson there? But, all right, teams are coming back on the floor. Why don't we go ahead and get a break and come back, and then we'll see if we can have time to talk a little bit about the standings for the playoffs right
Yes,
now.
That'd be great. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball. It never sounded so good. It's Chester 34, Academy Park 24 at halftime on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Couple of minutes away from the third quarter. Chester up by 10. At the break, and Mike, yeah, postseason's right around the corner. We hope to bring you a bunch of games.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of games. All right, so 6A right now, let me tell you where we're at. Right now for Delaware County teams, well, first of all, Abington, Coatesville, and Lower Marion are the top three seeds currently. Now, out of 6A, the top 24 teams will enter into the tournament for the 6A, for District 1 6A championship.
And real quick, the first top eight get a bye.
Right. So that's right now, if it starts today, it'd be Chester and Lower Marion. We get the bye. But also in the tournament, in the first round, it'd be Garnet Valley. Haverford looks like they'll make it. Ridley is right on the cusp at number 24, so we don't know. Top 16 teams in 5A. Sun Valley is the leading Delaware County team at position number four. You get WC East, Unionville, and WC Rustin in front of them. But then Delaware County teams end up in the next three, Sun Valley, Pencrest, and Penwood. Then Academy Park is number 8, Radnor is 15, and Hyreton, which is not a Delco team technically, but it's a Central League team, is number 16. Of course, the guys at the 14, 15, 16 could go either way. You never know.
Right. So there will be a first-round game with a Delco team. I think the 5A and 6A play different nights, though. So we'll try to pick the best game we can.
Yeah, and depending on what the PAI wants to charge, we'll see what they're going to.
Yeah.
How we're going to do this. Maybe we'll do more than one game a week. We'll see.
So we're getting ready for the third quarter. And oh, yeah, we are. You're pointing out to the floor of these. I was looking at the Chester bench. They're not out there
yet. You're
about
to be in that game.
Yeah.
One last comment. Academy Park must start making shots or it's going to be a long second half.
Clippers up by 10. Coming off a tremendous weekend at the Stand Against Violence
basketball tournament at Woodland Hills High School in Pittsburgh. Chester on Saturday night beating a real tough team from the Philadelphia Catholic League, private school. Beat them 60-52. That was Bishop McDevitt. And then against Penn Hills, pretty much the host team out there, by 7 points on Sunday. It's Academy Park with the ball to begin the third quarter as a zone defense. And here is a jumper from the wing. It is good. A big one there by Derek Northern. Academy Park off to a 1-1, 1-for-1. We talked about they have to start shooting the ball. Missing the layup, and there is DeJarnett. And back right to left comes Harley. Harley all the way to the basketball. Stolen away and stolen back by Chester. It's Watkins. Watkins in the backcourt, the man, who has two fouls. Got to be a little bit careful. Drives to the basket, off the glass, in and out. Would not fall. Rebound is taken by Ibrahim Jabate. Harley for three. No good. He's 0 for 7 for three. There he is again, off the glass for two. What an athlete, Jabate. Again, only 6'1", but he plays like he's 6'8", off the glass for two. Lead is down to five, just like that. Top of the key, DeJarnett. Look at that defense. Academy Park, great defense. Driving is DeJarnett. Basket, no good, but a foul. Two shots for DeJarnett. Just missed it. Would not roll in, but he goes to the line shooting two. Personal is on Cassidy. His first. 34-29 now in favor of the Clippers. 6:52 to go third quarter. DeJarnett makes the first. Monty has 10. He'll be playing college ball somewhere. With the left hand, his father, the main man at the Chester Biddy League, Ralph Dorsey. Misses the second, in and out. Chester by 6. 35-29. This is Northern, right of the key, Cassidy. Cassidy now brings it out high, straight away. Right side, Harley, back to Cassidy. Left side, Northern, left baseline, 10-footer is no good, short. And DeJarnett, the rebound, and fouled in the backcourt. Oh, travel. They call a travel on DeJarnett. Missing that shot, a 10-footer from the left wing was Estes. But the ball will stay with Academy Park after the travel. Estes, left wing corner, gets it left of the key. Now Northern, now Harley, three ball. From the A, finally makes one. Three ball from the left wing corner. Nassim Harley with 7.
Oh, Pete, they're following your advice. They're making their shots.
Yeah, I told them what to do.
35-32, Chester by 3. Watkins, top of the key. Watkins now looking at the man, Mike Smith. Wide open three ball around, no good. Graham, the offensive rebound, no, but a foul. Not if you're Academy Park, you got to box out a little bit better. They're trying to rely too much on their jumping ability and athleticism. You got to do the fundamentals there, right, Pete?
Yeah, these Clippers are just too big, and they jump too well to attack them that way.
Chester by 3. Academy Park's right in the game. At the line, Javon Graham shooting 2. And he's way off on the first. Wide to the right. He'll get another. Chester has missed their share of free throws. And Graham will get another. Academy Park by 3. Up. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Academy Park, Estes. Jabate, ready to check back in. Another jumping jack. Of course, his brother is Ibrahim Jabate. Ibrahim has the ball. Left wing corner. Looks to drive. Pass out, wide open three ball is too strong. Rebound Chester. Three ball by Northern. Clippers come back. Right side Graham is why they're going to give him the shot. He's dribbling the ball around now to Watkins, right wing. Right of the key, Michael Smith. Man looking. Good defense by Academy Park. Down low for Watkins. Goes to the basket, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound Chester. And thrown away. Not a good pass. And coming back to the basket, lay it up and in, is Cassidy.
It's a one-point game.
A lazy pass by Chester. Man coming back, loses the ball. Picked up by Academy Park. They could take the lead here. And he loses it out of bounds. Wild, crazy game. Back into the game for Academy Park is Bangladesh Jabate. And back in for Chester, number four, Akeem Taylor. So just like that, 10-point lead, yep. Down to one for Chester.
Well, Chester's gone real cold, even on the free throws.
Yes. Missed three foul shots already here in the quarter. Akeem Taylor driving right side. Good help defense by the Knights. Down low is Watkins. Foul line, Carroll. Carroll loses the ball, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Estes, but you got to appreciate the way Academy Park,
yeah,
they're playing. Again, this is a chance to beat Chester. It hasn't gone well over the years. Three wins against Chester in 60 games historically, but they've won twice here over the last 4 years against Chester High. 2 years ago, the last one. Both were like buzzer beaters, I do believe. Taylor, left wing corner.
Get back.
Now left of the key. Akeem right, wide open. Michael Man Smith for three. Got it. Nice touch for Smith. Man with 10. Chester by 4, 38-34. I don't know how he got wide open because of a good pick that was set. Chester by 4. Harley coming back. Chester, let's see what kind of defense they're playing now. It's man-to-man. Harley looking for a pick to be set. Goes to the basket. Up. Good at a foul. Nassim Harley has 5. 9 in the game. Home game here for the Knights. They're down now 38-36. First team foul Chester here in the second half. 4:20 to go in the third. Harley at the line. A lot of Chester fans here too in Sharon Hill. Up. Got it. Clippers come back with a 1-point lead, 38-37. Man Smith, right of the key at the near wing. Man, far side, Akeem Taylor. Pick set by Watkins. Taylor drives to the basket, lays it up and in.
That was a pretty shot. Academy Park didn't challenge him, but they didn't want the foul, which I appreciate.
Chester by 3. Harley coming back. Harley, pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound is taken by Zamir Carroll. Chester coming back. Michael Smith. Smith to Taylor, right of the key. Taylor looks to drive off the glass. Good, and a foul. Akeem the Dream. Taylor, another foul on Academy Park. That's 4 on them here in the second half. Fouls on number 2. Jalen Cassidy, is that his 3rd? I have Cassidy for 3. But anyway, Taylor at the line shooting 1 for Chester. Yeah, 3 fouls on Jalen Cassidy. Up. Got it. Akeem Taylor, 5 of the quarter, 7 for the game. Chester up to their leads at 6.
Knights have to drive the basket. They got to get their points. Unless you feel real confident about your 3-pointer, stay away from it.
43-37, driving to the basket. A hard foul. They call a block on Chester. Harley driving hard to the hoop. And they call a block foul on Zamir Carroll. And they Chester wanted an offensive foul, didn't get it. And we have some moisture, probably sweat, on the floor. Bodies flying hard there. Chester 43, Academy Park 37. 3:30 to go, third quarter, live on DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman, Peter Fulcinetti, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer.
Yeah, maybe that's what we ought to do is make some specialty towels with our Delco logo on it, and we'll have them available for these moments.
Great idea. Nassim Harley, 6-foot senior at the line, shooting 2. Misses that one.
Boy, that's a killer.
Nassim will be playing some college ball, I'm sure. Sherm Lofton not playing. And I know he'll be playing some college ball somewhere. He's a good ball player. He got game. Great football program here. You know about Academy Park.
Yep.
Jason Voszewski. Free throw is good. 1 of 2 for Harley. Chester across the timeline. Watkins, right side man, open again for 3. Short. Offensive rebound. Watkins, no, but a foul. Watkins to the line, shooting 2. He's just an animal in there, guys, and he's only a 10th grader, Carell Watkins.
Yep.
Unbelievable future. Barry Brown, he's a 6'3 junior. He checks into the game for Academy Park, and Gilbert will come in shortly. And Watkins at the line, shooting 2. 5 team fouls already here in the second half on Academy Park. First by Carell No good. He'll get another. Only two team fouls. Chester here in the second half. Chester by five. Derek Northern, 5'9", sophomore, back into the game for the Knights.
Yeah, Academy Park has never led, right?
Boy, I think it was close to almost having a one-point lead.
Yeah.
Watkins again got it. Carell Watkins, 1 of 2. Chester leads by 6, 44-38, 3:15 to go. Third quarter, live from Sharon Hill, DelcoHoops.com. Harley straightaway, guarded by DeJarnett. Harley driving, right side, Northern is a long three ball. It's too strong. Rebound. There's a hustle play again. Bangladesh Jabate misses the. You got to box that kid out, number 23, if you're Chester. In the backcourt, Chester has numbers across the timeline. Taylor looks to drive. Reverse layup, no good. Taylor, offensive rebound underneath. Lay it up, good. Akeem Taylor. Chester by 8, 46-38. Back comes Cassidy. Out high, far side, Harley. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Chester up by 8, 46-38. Harley looks to drive up, no, but a foul. Chester said they play good defense, but it's a foul, and Harley goes to the line shooting two. Foul is on. It's on Chester.
Akeem Taylor, I believe.
Oh, Taylor has three. So Harley at the line got that one.
Taylor has four.
Three. It's on number four.
Okay. I was just
checking. That can be confusing,
Andrew,
when you guys do the hand thing.
No, yeah. I thought Andrew showed he had four.
Yeah. So three fouls on Taylor. Akeem. Harley makes one. Harley misses that one. Taylor, rebound. Man-man coming back. Man-man, 1-on-3. Pass underneath. Watkins up. Foul. He got hammered. So Carell goes to the line again, shooting two. It's going to be a foul fest here for Chester in the second half. Three team fouls on the Clippers. Six already. And that's number three. On Academy Park here in the second half, and that's 3,000. Who there, Andrew? Oh, you got. That's right. You don't have the microphone.
Number three with the foul, and Nassim Harley for Academy.
That's his
Park.
Third.
No.
On number three. Okay.
He was the foul.
All right. The foul on Harley is first, and Watkins misses the foul shot. Chester's missed like what, six foul shots here in the third quarter.
They're both not doing well at the line.
Yeah. Well, right. Chester by 7. Watkins will get another. Up. Nothing but net on that one. Carell with 2 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Full court pressure, Chester. Let's see what Academy Park does here. They get it into Cassidy. Harley in the backcourt, almost lost it out of bounds. Good defense, Chester. Last touch by the Clippers on the far side. It was a close call. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Chester by 8, 47-39. Into the backcourt.
It was hit by Chester in the back.
And knocked out of bounds on the inbounds pass. And what do they call here now? What, technical? What?
Technical?
Were they technicals? They would be so. Put up on the board, though. I don't get it. I don't know what he said. I have no idea what he said. All right. Anyway, it's Academy Park's ball. And Chester by 8. Cassidy for 3. A brick. Offensive rebound up. No good. Battling for that ball out of bounds. Last touch by Chester. Give Academy Park credit for that. They're really battling tough against a taller team.
A taller team, and they're not making their shots. And if they were, this would be a very different game.
47-38, Academy Park with the ball. Back in is Bangladesh Jabate.
Of course, part of the reason they aren't making their shots is because Chester defense is all over.
2:08 to go, third quarter. Getting it in, right of the key is Jabate. Jabate to Harley, right of the key. Harley is, that's the man. They have some good weapons here at Academy Park. A little shorthanded tonight, too. Harley, DeJarnett's on him and doing a good job. Nassim Harley has it right of the key, looking for a pick. Spins into the lane off the glass, no good. Good rebound by DeJarnett to Graham. Graham is looking. He's got his man, Gilbert, right wing. Gilbert drives. Shot no good. Gilbert follows and is fouled, I think. Yeah, two shots. Now, the first shot, it looked like Gilbert got fouled. They didn't call anything. Then he goes up. It looked like he got blocked cleanly. Then they call the foul.
Yeah.
So, I guess a push with the bodies. the refs right in front of us talking to Coach Wolf. 1:37 to go. Third quarter. Chester up by 8 points. Would be a lot more if they would make foul shots. They've missed six here in the third quarter. So Gilbert shooting two. Got that one. Rami with five. Chester 49 and Academy Park 48 and Academy Park 39. Gilbert again. In and out. Another miss for the Clippers, but two Academy Park guys going for the ball, and they lose it out of bounds. So it's back to Chester.
Yeah, that requires a little bit of communication between the two of you.
Watkins, left wing corner. Academy Park, 18 fouls. Here is Taylor, fouled, two shots for Akeem Taylor. There's not much you can do. There's a size, there's a matchup difference in there. That's 19 fouls on Academy Park. So Barry Brown, 6'3 junior for Academy Park. So Taylor at the line shooting two. Chester, I have him missing seven foul shots here just in the third quarter. Taylor's got that one. Keem, the dream, 6'4 junior, has 8 points in this quarter. 10 for the game. Chester by 10. Up, misses it, way off. Rebound, Academy Park. And a timeout is called by Frank Wolf, the York College grad, my alma mater, at Academy Park. 1:28 to go, third quarter, Chester by 10. Boys basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
1:28 to go, third quarter. Academy Park with the ball, but they trail Chester by 10, just like they did at halftime. 49 for Chester, 39 for Academy Park. Double technical. It was that. And who do you?
Yeah, one for Michael Smith.
Oh, that's his third.
Jalen Cassidy.
Jalen Cassidy.
His fourth. So
I always thought when you get a technical, there's a shot. So when you have offsetting technicals, then it's no shot.
Yeah, okay. Like wiped out.
That's not a personal, though, is it?
Yeah, it's a personal foul. Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You're guessing the wrong one. We can find out.
I know that.
Okay.
An interesting thing I've seen is the free throw percentage for Chester. They're only shooting 52% from the line tonight, where Academy Park's at 70%.
But they're not shooting as many.
What's their total?
They aren't shooting as many free throws. Chester's had 23 attempts from the line.
And they've missed
11.
They've made
12 of them.
That's not nine misses.
Yeah, nine misses.
Well, they're still up by 10. And into the backcourt, Academy Park coming back across the timeline. Chester only has 14 fouls. Right side is Estes, top of the key. Northern dribbles to the right wing. Northern now top of the key, Estes. They weave it around. They get it to Jabate. Jabate, left wingers, Harley, a long, high, arcing three ball. No good. Offensive rebound on the floor. You got to dive for that ball, and there's a foul. And one thing Academy Park is doing. One thing Academy, a little chit-chat there, calmer heads. Chester's up by 10, but Academy Park, you know, they're playing their guts out here tonight.
There's no doubt. They're a little out of control, not quite as controlled as they should be, but they're definitely laying it all on the table here.
Foul is on Akeem Taylor, and that would be his fourth.
Yep, so they're pulling him out of the game.
So Michael Smith comes back in with three fouls. 1:03 to go, third quarter, Chester by 10, Academy Park with the ball. Harley, left wing corner to Brown. Brown's out of bounds. His feet are too big.
Yeah, the court's too small. One of the two.
That's a tough one. 49-39. Chester with the ball. 58 seconds to go. Third quarter. Watkins, Gilbert, left wing corner. Spinning Gilbert. Gilbert goes to the basket. Shot is blocked in there by Barry Brown. Ball on the floor. It's going to be a kick against Academy Park. 49 seconds to go. Keith Taylor looking a little frustrated on the far side. Not at the officials, obviously. Just at a 10-point lead, you want to look for a better shot than that. And that time is called. 49 seconds to go in the quarter. And, again, cooler heads better prevail here. Please. Nothing too serious, just a little physical action. Watkins has it for Chester. Left corner, out high to Smith. If I'm Chester, I try to go for the final shot here. Smith, well, thought about it. Held up down low for Watkins. Watkins spins, turns, fires, scores. Carell Watkins, and he gives the muscle. What's that, guys? You do the muscle thing? Look at my muscles. All right, so 12-point lead for Chester, 51-39. 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Harley to the basket. No, but a foul. Two free throws for Nassim Harley. And now, if you're a cat, that's five team fouls on Chester. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Chester by 12. Academy Park got to make free throws. Right? Well, they've done okay from the foul line. Free throw good, right? Yeah, he made it. Harley.
I think Henry Park smells they can win this game. They just got to get hot with their shots and some control. They need to get a little hot.
Harley again, nothing but twine. He's had a tremendous third quarter, keeping Academy Park within reach. Chester by 10. 18 seconds ago, third quarter. Will Chester go for the final shot? Man, man, he traveled, I think. No, they call a foul on the floor. And two shots for Smith. So Michael goes to the line shooting two.
That's on Estes. What's his foul situation? Four?
Four on Estes.
Four on Estes.
So he comes out for a little while.
Ibrahim Jabate into the game. So Chester by 10. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. And Smith is a great free throw shooter. Makes that one. Number 23 back in, as we said, Jabate. The Jabate boys, number 11 and number 23, are tough, tough athletes. Just 6 feet, 6'1 at the most, and jump very, very high. Nothing but twine for man-man. 13 seconds to go in the third. Chester, token trap. It is Bangladesh. Jabate all the way to the basket. Misses the shot. 3 seconds to go. Watkins up to DeJarnett at the buzzer, and he lays it up and in. Chester 55, Academy Park 41 as we go to the fourth quarter. Boys High School basketball from Sharon Hill. Dave Berman and the gang. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
55-41 Chester. We head to the fourth quarter. Boys basketball, 14-point bulge here for the Clippers, who are undefeated 4-0 in the Del Valle.
Yeah, one more stat here, Dave. On rebounding, the Clippers have 24 rebounds versus the Academy Park 18. You know, the glass is really hurting Academy Park. They got to hit shots, like we've been saying. If they don't, it's going to be tough.
Well, Mike, I tell you what, it's going to be... I'm trying to think whose ball it is. I think it's Chester's
ball.
That's
what their debate is right now.
To begin the fourth quarter. And the referee is discussing it with the scorer's table. Terry St. Thomas. But I tell you, that JV game in which Academy Park came back and won, that set the tone.
To some degree.
It lets us hope that everything's okay here. You know, it's just, you know, it's sort of the Battle of Chester Pike. It will be Clipper ball to begin the fourth quarter. And a 14-point lead. Now they got to put the time up on the clock.
We do everything here.
All right, 8 minutes. Live on DelcoHoops.com. About to talk about our next game. DeJarnett's going to take it all the way to the rack and try to dunk it. And came up short. Back comes Bangladesh Jabate. His shot is partially blocked. Now DeJarnett ahead of the pack. And he lays wisely. Just lay it up and in.
He hit the floor pretty good. He didn't want to do that again.
Yeah, really. So now Chester's up by 16. Harley back. Harley loses the ball on the floor. And Northern has it. Academy Park got a battle back here. Harley misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Was there a rebound by Chester? I missed it. I was screened off, guys. It's going to be a foul on Chester, a loose ball foul.
Well, number 30.
And it'll be on Watkins, Correll. And guess who goes to the line? He's been working hard all night. Does not shoot free throws well. Ibrahim Jabatek. And he's way off on that one, a 1-1. Offensive rebound. Good and a foul. Oh, I thought it was good and a foul. The layup, good by Harley. What is Chester doing right there? My goodness. They didn't timeout Keith Taylor. So, and now, anyway, there's a little controversy going on. Full timeout called by Keith Taylor. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester got a little lackadaisical there, guys.
When you're up by 18, you know, 16.
It's, now it's down to 14.
It's, you know, it's easy to take a break for a second, but.
Chester's up by 14. They have the ball, 7:15. And we're going to, maybe we should keep it right here. I think Coach Taylor is saying that one of the kids for Academy Park played the whole JV game. And he shouldn't be playing this many minutes in the varsity.
I don't know what the rule is for that.
Yeah, I don't think
there is a rule. There may be a gentleman's agreement.
But they're talking about it.
That would be Barry Brown.
Yeah, right, we're talking about Barry Brown here. So, did he play
He played a lot of minutes in the first game. He was the star of the game.
So I don't know how many minutes they can get.
I don't know what the rule is.
That's a tough one right there. You have to really monitor the situation. So everything's okay. And then there's a...
You know, sometimes, you know, there's...
I got to be careful what I say.
Sometimes there's an agreement between coaches that we're not going to play JV if they have a lot of time on the court. They want to play in varsity. But, you know, as Academy Park's pointing out, they're short men, so they may need to bring up JV.
Chester with the ball, 14-point lead. Gilbert for three. Back of the rim, no good. 7 minutes to go. Academy Park the rebound, trying to make a run here, get back in the game. Northern to the basket, off the glass for two. Lead is down to 12, 57-45. Half-court trap is on. Chester breaks it easy. Now driving is Graham to the basket. Misses the layup. Offensive rebound. Good for Correll Watkins. He is just a beast under the boards. Chester up by... That's not the right score. That's the wrong score, guys. What is going on here?
Well, just keep going.
Oh, yeah. There's a jumper from the left side. No good. And they say Chester's up by 10.
They gave us the 2 points.
No, Chester should be up by 14.
Right.
There's a steal by Academy Park. Turnaround shot, no good by Harlan. And now it's going to get probably a little rough here in the third quarter as Man drives to the basket and scores. All right, there's the right score, 61-47. Chester by 14. Driving to the basket, lay it up, no good. Little run and gun right now. 6 minutes to go in the game. Man back to the basket. Floater, no good. Missed the shot. Academy Park the rebound. 5:50 to go. There's Harley got to hit that three ball for Academy Park. Got. He's got it. Harley for three. Five in the quarter. 19 for the game. Timeout on the floor. It's now Chester 61. Academy Park 50. And we're going to take a break. Boys High School Basketball, 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by 11 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Man, they're having some trouble here at the scorer's table. The score is Chester by 13. All right. and Chester has the ball. And Academy Park takes it away. Oh, Chester getting very sloppy with this big lead here. Going to the basket, lay it up and in by Harley. Chester up by 11 now.
Yeah, Chester's going to have to calm it down. We'll
yeah,
see what
I
they
mean,
do.
They're going to, all over. You got to look for the open man. There's a travel on Chester. And it's back to Academy Park again.
Well, you know what Chester should be doing now with 5 minutes left in the game is slowing everything down.
And they're not doing it. Right. And they're just feeding right into the trap there.
You know, if this was Lower Marion, they'd be playing four corners all night long.
All right, Academy Park with the ball, down by 11. They were down by as many as 16. Floater is good this time by Northern. Chester up by 9. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. In the backcourt, man-man Smith, DeJarnett, cross-court Gilbert. Wow. 61-52 Chester. Watkins pass down. Lucky throws the ball away. Another turnover on Chester. 4:54 to go in the fourth. Yeah, that's the right score. 4:54 to go in the game. Another turnover on Chester. They're up by 16. It's down to 9, just like that.
Yeah, Chester should be using more clock, really.
And Academy Park's taking advantage of it. They're scoring. Harley left of the key. That's an off-balance play.
Oh.
And Harley makes another one for 3. The lead is down to 6. 61-55. Rami Gilbert pass underneath, offensive foul. Another turnover on Chester. It's on Rami Gilbert, out of control. 4:33 to go in the fourth quarter. I don't know what's going on with the Clippers, man.
Well, they're not playing basketball where they're up by 10. I mean, they're playing like they're down by 6.
Well, the lead from 16, 10 straight points. Timeout is called by Chester.
That's a good timeout.
And we'll take a break. 4:33 to go in quarter number 4. It was a 16-point lead for the Clippers 2 minutes ago. It's now down to 6. 61-55, Chester. Academy Park has the ball on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:33 to go. We're in Sharon Hill, fourth quarter. Chester was up by 16, now only up by 6. And Academy Park has the ball, 61-55. Nassim Harley, the senior for Academy Park, didn't even start the game. He has 22 points. I have him for, oh, wait a minute. I have him for 24 points.
He had 4 in the first half.
Yeah, just four points in the first half, now 24, and he's making shots, and Chester has turned the ball over like 5 times in a row.
I think you're going to see a very different Chester team for the next 4 minutes. We'll see.
Back comes Northern. Got to get back. He can't play street ball with a big lead like that. There's an NBA three again, and he's got it. There's nothing you can do about that. A three ball for Derek, there's nothing you can do. Because now Academy Park's making long, long three balls. Chester up by 3, 61-58. Northern stuff across the timeline now to DeJarnett, cross-court Gilbert. We have Javon Graham out there for the Clippers. Gilbert dribbling the ball around. He's double-teamed, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line shooting, too. And Academy Park, they don't like that foul. They thought that was a clean steal.
And number 2 grabbed him, though.
Oh, he did grab him? Yes, you saw about it? Okay, from my angle, I couldn't tell.
Pass
so, Rami Gilbert to the line, shooting 2. 3:56 to go in the fourth quarter. This is quite a comeback for the Knights. Bangladesh Jabate back into the game, replacing Jalen Cassidy.
Yeah, that's 4 on Cassidy.
That's 5 on Cassidy. That is a huge loss for Academy Park.
Okay.
That kid's playing some ball. Gilbert, free throw up, good. For Rami, 6 for him. Akeem Taylor has been in foul trouble the second half, back into the game with 4. Graham comes out. Chester up by 4, 62-58. Gilbert again. Good. 7 for him. Chester by 5.
And Academy Park, they keep making threes. They'll foul every time. Trade three for two. But they are on fire right now. Top of the key. He's going to fire it up again. He misses that one. Offensive rebound. Estes under the basket. Good, and a foul. Tyree Estes outworking Chester on the boards. Cuts it to 63-60. And he'll get a foul shot. Foul on Watkins. Getting crazy here in Sharon Hill. Chester. Estes, not a good free throw shooter, but Chester's having trouble boxing out these guys. Up. He got that one. The lead down to two. 63-61. Chester, calm, cool, collected. When they get the ball across the timeline, it's been a problem. Left wing corner, Gilbert. Out the man-man Smith. 3:30 to go in the game. Man-man has it out high. That's the way they should have played, Chester, when they had a 16-point lead.
Of course.
Chester by two with the ball. Man-man dribbling around. 3:15 to go. Chester, they're going to have to be aggressive, I guess, eventually offensively. Left wing corner, Gilbert. And he lost the ball out of bounds, but last touch by Academy Park. Gilbert having some issues out there. I mean, some fans getting right on, almost on the floor here. Man, Chester with the ball, two-point lead. Down low, Watkins off the glass for two. Carell Watkins, four-point lead for Chester. Back comes Academy Park, Derek Northern. He's a sophomore and fearless. Here's Bangladesh, floater, no good, and rebound Michael Smith, and he slams off the Academy player out of bounds. Man, Academy Park just attacking the glass like all game, really, tigers after meat. Chester by four and the ball, 2:51 to go in the fourth quarter. DeJarnett back to Smith. Right side, Rami out high to Smith. Smith. Right of the key, dribbling around. Right wing corner, Gilbert, out the Smith. Chester kind of going into a four-corner type situation here.
Yep.
Far corner, out high, DeJarnett. This is good. Chester's handling this very, very well. 2:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball, four-point lead. DeJarnett, far side, the man-man. Man-man. Way out high, far side. Dribbling. The man's not close enough for a five-second call yet. Man-man dribbling. Left wing corner, gets it out to Gilbert. And Coach Wolf says, get out of Gilbert.
Everybody's listening to him.
1:53 to go. Rami dribbling the ball, gets away from his man. Right side to DeJarnett. DeJarnett brings it out high. Chester doing a good job here. Your Academy Park, you might want to start thinking
start
about a foul soon. Rami Gilbert, DeJarnett near wing. Out to Rami Gilbert. Now far side straightaway, man-man. Man-man, they're not close enough for a call yet. Man-man dribbling the ball around. Four-point lead, Chester, 1:22 to go. Boy, I haven't seen Chester do this in a long time. They're doing it great. And man-man, oh, what a move by man-man. Underneath the basket, it reminds me of the Abingdon Heights game last year when Chester had just a one-point lead up. Man-man dribbles it underneath the basket all the way outside, looking for a pick to be set. Gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert, now with 1 minute to go in the game. Chester, that's a foul. They don't call it. And timeout, Keith Taylor, 59 seconds to go. Chester kept that ball for, it was over a minute, guys.
Yeah, well over a minute.
And that's something they should think about down the road. Sometimes you need to do that in a when you have a 16-point lead. But 59 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball, four-point lead. And we'll take a break on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Back to the action. Chester with the ball and a four-point lead.
55 seconds to go. Out high. Gilbert is hammered into by Estes as he tried to steal the ball. And that is that number five on him? That's his fifth on Estes. He's had a he's been like a beast on the boards for Academy Park, the 6'2", the 6'3 senior. All right, 53 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. We're at Sharon Hill, boys basketball, Chester by four, and Gilbert at the line shooting two. Rami has made four foul shots. He's missed, I think he's missed four. Misses that one. In and out. Here comes the junior into the game, Barry Brown. So Gilbert gets another one. Rami's only a junior.
Gilbert's 5 of 10 from the line.
So he's missed five foul shots. Yeah, I was wondering. And Chester's missed a lot. But you make free throws, you win games. Rami again, not even close. Offensive rebound, Watkins. Chester gets it back.
That was a terrible mistake.
Academy Park's got, now they foul. That's the guy you want at the foul line, Michael Smith. Personal on Bangladesh Jabadeh. Good job by Carell Watkins. And again, I think maybe Academy Park got a little lackadaisical there.
Absolutely. That's a terrible mistake not to make sure you box out your opponent. You cannot afford an offensive rebound on a free throw.
Chester by four, and man-man at the line, shooting two. He misses a free throw. This is unbelievable.
It's not a free throw night.
Man, especially for Chester. This is unbelievable. Man-man again. Got it. Every point counts, but Chester's lead is five. 47 seconds to go in the game. Bangladesh across the timeline. Timeout. Frank Wolf. We'll take a break ourselves. 44 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. It's Chester, 66. Academy Park, 61. Boys basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, we have 44 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's Academy Park with the ball, trailing 66-61 free throws. Chester is 17 out of 31. That's 14 misses. I look at it that way. Academy Park, 10 out of 14. Academy Park struggled for years beating Chester. One win in like 30 years, but the last couple of years they've beaten Chester, not last year, but two out of the last 4 years they've beaten Chester here at Academy Park. Sharon Hill on last second shots, but now we'll see what happens tonight. Academy Park with the ball right to left. Chester over the, if they foul, they're going to send them to the line. Bangladesh Jabadeh with the ball. Gives it to his brother, far side, Harley. 33 seconds ago. They're looking for a three-point shot, I believe. And Harley's out of control. Gets it out now. Jabadeh.
They're running out of time.
Yeah, they're running out of time. 23 seconds. They're going to have to make it. Forces that shot up. No good. Rebound Chester. Watkins. And he throws the ball away. But luckily, Chester has it with 13 seconds to go. And they're going to survive. Chester will survive. Man-man is fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. Hey, you got to give credit to Chester's defense right there. Absolutely outstanding.
The amazing part is that they played so recklessly. Chester played so recklessly with such a large lead. I mean, they just kept playing like they were down by 6 points rather than just slowing it down and taking their time and looking for
well,
the shot.
Well, they got it together with a four-point lead. So 11.9 seconds ago, Chester by five, man-man at the line, and he misses the first. That's 15 misses for Chester. Timeout, Keith Taylor. And there might be an excuse for Chester. Tired?
I was just going to
A long trip.
I think they're a little tired.
Well, I'm assuming it was, I mean, when the coach saw, if I was coaching them and I saw their aggressiveness with such a large lead with 5 minutes left in this game, I would have called a timeout and said, guys, you're up by, you know, 12, whatever it is. Let's slow this thing down.
They should have called a timeout. When that 16 got down to 10 or 11, they should have called a time. They waited until it got down to 4 points.
Yeah. And Chester continued to play as if they were possessed. And they were so far ahead, and they gave up the game. But then they came back out and did what they needed to do, and they controlled the ball and actually ran about a minute and a half off the clock.
Michael Smith took over, control of the ball, and control of the game.
Chester's really in control. I've seen crazier things happen. Oh, but Chester up by five. It's not over yet, Mike.
With 12 seconds, it's doable.
But this time, got it. All right, so Chester's up by six with 12 seconds to go. They roll the ball. I would put somebody up, a DeJarnett on Harley. Harley's going to have to fire a three ball up and no good. And if that went in, things might have been different. But Chester gets the rebound, and they run out the clock in one heck of a battle. This is what high school basketball is all about. Chester 67, Academy Park 61 here in Sharon Hill. We'll be back to wrap it up following these words. Hopefully get a post-game interview on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Chester pulls it out over Academy Park here in Sharon Hill. Del Val Boys basketball war 67-61. Star of the game, Carell Watkins, 6'4" and growing sophomore. Andrew, take it away.
Yet another double-double for you, Carell, with 10 boards and 18 points. You guys came off the long road trip to Pittsburgh this past weekend. How are you guys able to battle through the adversity tonight to get the victory?
Well, we still play as a team. Remember, we got chemistry. All of us know each other. All of us know what we're capable of doing. We just came out here to get the job done.
And it's always tough to win here against Academy Park and Sharon Hill. This is the first time you might have played in this gym as a varsity player against them. And, you know, and they're not that tall, but, boy, they go after it, don't they?
Yeah, they go after. But the key is, you stay focused, you remain the same, and you play hard.
How about that trip to Pittsburgh, my man? Tell us about the experience of the bonding, getting together.
It was cool. Everybody came together as a whole. We worked as a unit. We treated each other like family, and all of us as brothers.
All right, 6'4", super sophomore, Carell Watkins. Andrew, anything else for him, my man?
Nothing more for me. Great game tonight.
All right, go get some rest. All right, brother, thank you. All right, great job there. Very well-spoken, young man. Yep. And what more can you say, Pete? I mean, you have some other stats there. Chester pulls it out 67-61. Thank you, Carell Watkins.
Absolutely. You want to get some points, and then Pete can give some information?
And you can do the points, Andrew, when Pete's done.
So with the final score 67-61 for Academy Park, their leading scorer, Nassim Harley, led everyone with 24 points. Derek Northern had 15, Jalen Cassidy with 12. And then you had Abraham Jabate with 5, Tyree Estes with 3, and Bangladesh Jabate with 2 for Academy Park for their total of 61.
Yep.
And on the Chester side, Carell Watkins, who we just spoke to, led Chester with 18. Michael Smith had 16, though he struggled from the line a bit. DeJarnett with 14, Akeem Taylor with 10, Rami Gilbert had 7, and Zamir Carroll had 2 for their total of 69.
Okay, on rebounds, we have Chester got 34 rebounds, 9 off the offensive glass, 22 rebounds for Academy Park, 7 off the offensive glass. One stat that really stands out, Chester had 14 turnovers to only 7 by Academy Park. And that's usually the difference in the game, but in this game, it didn't really matter because of the board control by Chester.
Absolutely.
But they win the game, and you learn lessons. I think when you get the big lead, you do lose a little bit of a focus, and you want to play the run-and-gun style, and Academy Park was getting into that, but, I understand.
One quick question for Dave. When there was 2 minutes left, maybe 2:30, and Chester had the ball for about 90 seconds, why didn't they foul a little sooner?
Well, I didn't know Academy Park foul.
They were they were hoping for maybe a turnover. It didn't happen. Then they said, you know,
I think you got a foul a little sooner because Chester has been missing foul shots. You want to extend the game and make it your game because you have more clock. I think that was one mistake they made.
And extend the game. So, Andrew, you pretty much did your thing.
We're
there?
Done. Yeah, let's call
That's
it a night, guys.
Wow, next game is going to be
a week from this Saturday at Garner Valley. We'll be Radnor versus Garner Valley.
Sun Valley. Garner
or
Valley.
Sunny Valley.
Yeah.
Sun Valley. I'm sorry.
Radnor's
we'll
be Valley and Valley. Won't
that's
it?
Right, okay. Valley and All Valley. Right.
So over in the middle of nowhere, but that's going to be a great game, man.
Yep,
that's
going to
be awesome.
Be good.
Afternoon matinee. All right, once again, the Chester High Clippers improved to 12-4 in the season, 8 wins in a row, as they beat a really tough Academy Park team. They're going to be a tough out when they get the other two starters back. Academy Park, Chester 67, Academy Park 61. Academy Park is now 10-5. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's never sounded so good. It is the one and the only DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.